listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Everybody heard that I fuck with Dre, and they want to tell me I made it. Nigga, I ain't made shit. If he gave me a handout, I'ma take his wrist and break it. Nigga, I'm faded off of that Nouveau, chilling with two hoes in here, and they tie my laces, living in the Matrix as them pills disappear.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're in the house on a Sunday.
Yes,
not just any Sunday.
Dude, not just any Sunday.
A Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And not just any Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure not.
We're talking about that black quarterback, Carolina Panthers, Cam Dab on they ass Newton Super Bowl Sunday.
Cam, make them mad because they keep asking him, what do you know about being a black quarterback all goddamn week? Newton.
And in addition to that, it is also the day after the collective edges of the world were gathered.
After everybody got in formation.
by Beyonce Knowles when she dropped her formation video and song, if you have Tidal, on the world for everybody to hear. And you know, that was a thing that happened. And you know, I had plans yesterday afternoon, didn't get to do any. Mm-hmm. You know, thanks Beyonce, appreciate that.
Yeah, good thing we had just eight.
Yeah, thank goodness I had left the house once.
Right, because
so that I could get, you know, so that I could get something accomplished that day.
She just was like, I don't give a fuck about anybody's day.
Like, yeah, like y'all don't have shit to do.
Everyone's done. You're all done. You're done.
And in addition to that, as you guys can hear, it's also a special Sunday because we got half of What's the Tea on the show.
Hey now, what's up, y'all?
What's going on, Reggie? Yeah,
because the other person is the real superstar.
Okay, so we got the robbery going already.
Right,
all
right, right, right. Because you know she couldn't make it. Had plans.
Oh, you know what? She does always say Reggie is the one that's the star, and right. He can't ever be.
Right.
Yeah.
He here today.
Reggie found time. Nicole ain't here. I wonder
who is the real superstar.
Thank you all for settling for Kelly.
who over there is sipping on the real tea then?
Beyonce had plans.
Yeah.
Nicole was like, I ain't got time for y'all.
It's the Solange Knowles and What's the Tea.
It is. I'll take Solange. I'll definitely take Solange over Kelly. Yes. Yes.
Well, it's Reggie, man. You can find him on Twitter, R to the Edgy, when he's on there.
No. Shit already.
We love you though.
What's up, man?
How y'all doing?
I'm great, man. We might as well just get the elephant out the room. We might as well just talk about it right now.
Let's do it.
I know I've been seeing you walking around with my old bitch, the Eagles.
No, wait.
I just want y'all to know. I just want y'all to be happy together. I just want you to know that it's cool with me.
Listen, just because I happen to be cohabitating with a motherfucker who fucks with your old bitch does not mean we go together.
She's just in the vicinity.
I have gone to an Eagles game, so whatever, but like we don't really fuck with each other like that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I just want you to know that I'm just wishing happiness for you. I don't have no ill will. You know, we moving on and moving forward in 2016.
But they did fire Chip Kelly's old racist ass.
they did. They was like, you got to go.
But if they really wanted to make that move, what they should have did was fire him and then cut Riley Cooper the same day.
Oh, no.
Then everybody would have known what it was. Everybody would be like, oh, okay, oh, so no that, more. Yes, okay, so niggas allowed back.
Okay, all right,
cool. Man, how's everything been going, man? It's been a while since we had you on the show, man. I know, you know, I always hear about you working up there and stuff, man. How's everything going?
You know, it's going really well. I just opened a show in New York, and it's going pretty good. I'm still, so Nicole always makes jokes about how I'm famous or whatever, but I'm really not. And the New York Times did an article on our show, and I opened it, and like my picture's like half a page in the New York Times.
Like, oh shit! Now,
oh my
shit! I was like, oh shit! Like I sent a picture to like my mom and my dad.
Right?
She never texts. Like Yeah, so the show's going pretty well. It's really good. So.
Did you have to like do like my mama? I mean, when you say picture, you meant like real photo
in the paper,
right? Because you know when you talk to old people, you say send a picture. You ain't talking about no tweet, no text, and no emoticon. Like they, you know, they don't believe in that shit. You got to send. In fact, go ahead and put the frame on it so they can go ahead and hang it up.
Wait, no, my grandma was like, "Can you mail me a copy so I can frame?" I'm like, "Grandma, you are so Louisiana."
Yeah, that sound about right. My brother-in-law's wife, her grandma, she is the best. She told Roger's mama that she was going to send her some pictures of the wedding. And a few weeks later, she opened up the mail and she got like, I said, oh, she meant really send you pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is grandma's speech. I probably will be there one day. So I understand.
If I was in the newspaper, y'all would think I was a motherfucking hostage because I would be holding that bitch up, taking pictures everywhere. It'd just be me holding the newspaper. They'd be like, is he trying to stamp the date and time because something happened? Like, no.
He's trying to get free.
I was in this motherfucking paper and we going to talk about it everywhere I go.
Right.
I'll put that shit on a t-shirt, dog. I'll be about some small talk that day.
And you gonna be talking to everybody.
Yeah. We walking around with that shit on my front, in my front of my chest, like, oh yeah, man. Oh, this little thing? Oh, no. No, I didn't even think you would notice. No.
You know what? I have a t-shirt with the whole goddamn article on it. My photo on the front, right. And the article on the back.
It's just the time
to do that.
Yeah, man.
You still can't do it.
You gotta scan that bitch and put go to get Teespring or something, man. You gotta make that shit.
Make one copy, just yours.
I know. I'll be walking.
Well, we're making you a mug, Karen. We're gonna make you a What's the Tea mug.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's totally. What's up. Also, you know, being that it was written in the Times, I mean, do you feel comfortable telling people what the play is, man? Or is that like, you know,
whatever. I mean, I feel like ever since Duncan Love happened, like, and they put my whole government name in
all the letters.
Damn, y'all fuck. Like, my first and last name and my middle initial shit.
They gonna find you.
Fuck. The play is called I and You. I know it sounds weird, but it totally makes sense. And it's at this theater called 59 East 59th Theaters in New York. And it's going pretty well. It's very interesting, because the show had been done, pretty much all over the country before it came to New York. And so it's very interesting seeing how New Yorkers like it, because the play asks you to do some things as an audience member, and either you really like it or you hate it. And like, that's one of the things that's very interesting about being in New York, is you have to have very tough skin.
Right.
Because some people, like, I literally read a review that was like, this is exquisite, this is amazing, and then like 5 seconds later was like, this is phony, this is terrible, this is bad, like everything is bad. One of the reviews called me a magical Negro, and I was like, oh. Like, and in fact, the New York Times called me a magical Negro. I was like, oh.
You're like, I didn't know.
Right. I'm like, y'all tell me something new. I wish I could be magical.
That's not how I was playing this at all, but no, okay.
Give me some Harry Potter powers and I'll really be magical.
Like, I didn't have coconut oil on my edges or anything. I was just a regular Negro, but thank you.
You stepped it up, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I know you've been up there for a while, man, and you were, like, globe-hopping all over the place for a while. Do you like being in New York, like, kind of steady, or are you ready to get back on the next jet?
Back on the next jet? No, I mean, I like New York. I think New York has charm. I think New York also can suck sometimes. I feel like no matter where I go, there are some cities that are some exceptions, like, I fuck with Charlotte hard down, like,
yeah,
hard down, and I fuck with DC, and of course New Orleans, but really, really, there isn't really anywhere that feels like I can be there for a long period of time other than New York. Okay. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I just went on an audition last week for a show that would have me in Japan. So,
Konnichiwa.
exactly. Ko motherfucking Nichiwa. we'll see what happens. But no, I'm happy to be in the same place for a while. And like, the blizzard was terrifying, but I didn't have to go anywhere, so it was okay. Like, it was
yeah, and we got that down here, not as bad as y'all, but we got that down here, so it's like you can't outrun Mother Nature anywhere. Yeah. Like, it's gonna be something you don't like wherever you at.
And that's true too.
You know, now she's coming for your ass.
You go to Midwest, it's tornadoes. You go to the West, it's earthquakes and shit.
Yeah, might not rain, but you're gonna get but you're gonna get shook.
Yeah, it's always some bullshit. I think we still got that volcano around here somewhere.
We do. Shit, we got a fault here somewhere that was shaking the buildings down here not too long ago.
Yeah, you just Mother Nature trying to kill us.
Y'all had earthquakes?
Yeah, we had one 2 years ago or some shit. I was at work. I just barely felt anything. But then I went on Twitter and everybody was like, "Oh my God, did you
the building swaying?"
Like, I'm not even supposed to be around these parts. Like, everybody was just
because when people fail to realize, different people in different parts of the country get used to shit. People in California know how to respond to earthquakes, but they don't know how to respond to hurricanes. So we were breaking all the rules, like whatever rules that you have. We didn't know what to do. Everybody was going outside looking at shit, like, you know, panicking. Like, we didn't know stuff could fall on top of your head, but you was like, "Hey, shit rocking, let me get out of this building."
No, absolutely. That's the worst idea ever.
But we don't know. Just like if y'all was to come over here and get a hurricane, y'all would probably panic too.
Well, I'll tell you.
Probably. I would panic.
First thing I would have done is stood in the doorway, but like I said, I couldn't even feel that. Like, in my office, it just felt like somebody farted real hard or something, and it was over. Like, it was over quick. It was just like, "Oh, what was that?" And then that was it. So, but
they're very quick. They're very quick, and really anything smaller than like a 5 is like negligible as fuck. But I understand. It's scary if the ground is moving and you can't do shit about it.
Right, and you ain't planned for it, and none of your buildings are structured to handle any type of shaking.
Yeah. True. Shit, Charleston was destroyed by a hurricane. I mean, by an earthquake at one point. Like, yeah. They still have rods and studs all throughout their fucking buildings today because they got hit with an earthquake one time, and Mother Nature was like, "Tear all this shit down. Bam.
Start over again."
Right.
I didn't like that anyway. Tear that down.
Right. Y'all architecture suck. Do it again. Right.
And how's everything going with the podcast?
You know, it's going really well. It's so weird that this is like year 3. Like, I think May will be our 3-year anniversary doing the show.
It's our anniversary.
Today. See?
Yes.
No, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, but you know, we're really, really grateful for the people that listen, and you know, people hit up Nicole on Twitter because I'm never there. but no, like it's really great. It's really great, and most importantly is we're still having a lot of fun, which is great.
Yeah,
and you can tell on the mic, like, I really, really, really love you guys. I love you guys a lot. And it's one of those things where I'm kind of like Nicole. When I hear the show, I be forgetting that, you know, Roger, I do it regardless, but I'm really, really bad about y'all because I personally know y'all. So when y'all talking, I'm at my desk and I'll be like talking like out loud, like with headphones on. So we walk around. Who you talk to? Nobody. Nobody.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
You do that at work, you're going to get fired, man.
Don't nobody pay me no attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
Right, that's what you think till they had that meeting. You like to talk to you about your behavior lately? You said bitch, yes, at your desk the other day. What was,
yes,
what was that about?
What was that about?
I have a question.
Yeah. well, all right, man. Let's intro all this shit with the show. Okay, first of all, this is the Black Guy Who Tells podcast.
First of all, you
can find us all kinds of places. The easiest of which is iTunes and Stitcher. Just search the Black Guy Who Tells. We'll come up, and while you're there, you know, click on things, leave comments. We have a poll after each episode. You can vote in those polls. Let us know how you feel about the things that we said. You can also do things like email us. You can do things like leave voicemails throughout the week, as long as they're 3 minutes or less. We ain't got all day. So let's try to make sure we entertain that rule. you can also do things like leave 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, because that helps the show out as well. So hopefully you guys will take the time out to do it. Mm-hmm. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme.
Ha ha, it's a new sports game now, can't you see? Yeah. Bullet ball the game and bullet ball extreme.
Hey, I really want them to find some way to get Cam Newton to be in one of their videos.
That shit would be the best.
That would be fucking amazing.
And that's a what?
And that's a bullet ball. Bullet ball, bullet ball, that's a bullet ball. Yes. That beat go hard on a low. Don't be sleeping.
Y'all better wake up.
So we can we also on this day 417 that Bobby Schroeder has been locked up in jail without so much as a bail.
Bobby let Bobby free. Bobby need to be free.
Being reduced. We have sponsors on this day.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
The first is, of course, Shadow Dog Productions. We have an album. We've had it for about less than a year, actually. But it's a bunch of skits that Karen and I do. You know, we like to be audio thespians every once in a while. We did some little acting. And you guys can check us out on the album Sunspot and Other Ratchetness. Which we didn't pick the title, they did. Sunspot and Other Ratchetness, which is on iTunes and Amazon. I want to say it's like $9 or $8 or something, and you get a bunch of skits. Yes. Nick Jew was on there.
Yes, she was.
So it'll, you know. Star. Yeah, the star.
Yeah, the real star of Worcester T.
She stole the show. And you guys can go and check it out and hook us up, you know. Mm-hmm. leave them a review on iTunes. Let them know that you listen to us. They're on Twitter at Shadow Dog Prod. Now I know that sounds like a corporate company Twitter, but you'll see as soon as you follow Dexter that
no, he live tweet TV yeah. shows yeah. and everything. Yeah, y'all will see that you get a little bit of everything in that.
And then you'll understand suddenly why he works with us. You'll be like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't understand. They'll be like, why Dexter work with y'all? Yeah. Oh, that's why Dexter work with y'all.
Something's wrong with this white man. then also, we're sponsored by Bevel.
Oh, now.
This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Just like I did to the Eagles. Check out getbevel.com today and use code TBGWT to get 20% off of your first month at getbevel.com. That's getbevel.com. And lastly, we have another sponsor. You know what? They just got a Grammy. So we can use these guys. They just got a Grammy nomination.
Yes.
That's right, guys. Mm-hmm. It's about that time. Looking at my calendar, y'all got 7 days. 7 days to get your shit together for Valentine's Day. That's right. Make this Valentine's Day one that she'll never forget, and that you'll never forget, and that y'all both will never forget. Just go to adamandeve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you can receive 50% off of just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless supply of adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll receive a free romance kit. The romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something that you'll both enjoy, plus free adult DVD.
Mm-hmm.
To get you in the mood. But that's not all. Oh, no. They also throw in free shipping on your entire order.
What?
Mm-hmm. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special Valentine's Day offer. Get 50% off of one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter offer code TBGWT. That's TBGWT. At adamandeve.com. Play me out, the internet.
Fuck your life, once a million ain't enough. But I'm still driving around in my old whip. Still coming back home, got
issues with my old chick. She's blowing up my phone. Hot, oh, womp, 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 womp.
But it could be worse.
Calm your nerves. I want you to
love and rest. All right.
Hey. And you know, I done came a long way, because I remember when Roger first started talking about this, I was the grandma. Roger said, this new group called the Internet. The group called Internet. The Internet is the Internet. It took me forever. Because when somebody tell you, I got a group called the Internet, and only Internet you know is the real Internet, how you supposed to know the difference?
You're not, baby. You're not. That's how they get you.
Right.
Speaking of the Internet, my internet almost went down yesterday.
I think it did.
Mm-hmm. Cause, Beyonce Knowles Carter decided, that she needed to bless the world.
Listen.
With the gift of edgeless life. she said, what would it be like if y'all had an edgeless resistance, existence? So I just, you know, I actually had to go out. I went and bought a wig. Just to have it snatched off. Cause, she dropped that formation video and, everything changed.
Everything. So my friend Thomas, texted me the song first, the URL of the, YouTube link. And I was on stage, so I didn't get it immediately. And there was like 15 texts after it. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? And then I clicked it, and so I was watching it on my iPad, and like 5 seconds in, I was like, oh my God, oh shit, oh, the world is over. She did everybody. She bodied the whole entire world. She was, I can't.
Yeah, I felt like something was, a couple days ago, because Jay-Z's title, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Right.
Did the first like really public donation to a cause. They gave $1.5 million to Black Lives Matter and other social justice groups.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's a change. And I'm not saying it's a change because they haven't been doing shit, but that's it's the first time they've really been public about like, here's this money. And yeah, like we gave it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's some black ass shit. You know what I mean?
Very black.
Cause they have been doing stuff for a minute, like showing up at places and like, you know, they giving money on the low, bailing people out that are protesters, which, you know, easy for people to shrug off, but let your ass be in jail for 5 seconds and see if you wouldn't be happy to get one of them, title checks. Like, oh, we got you, you know,
ain't that the truth?
Like, oh, back on the streets, with your bad self. So, it was on the same day that Trayvon Martin would have turned 21 years old. They announced that they were donating $1.5 million to Black Lives Matter and several other local and national social justice organizations. The streaming service raised $1.5 million at the first Title X 1020 charity event concert in Brooklyn, New York, featuring Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Nick Jonas. By the way, I remember a while back I said that one of the reasons that I fuck with Tidal, even though people was mocking it and joking it, was because it is black owned.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, just historically, black people seem to be the only people that care about black people. So
come on now.
I was like, I feel better giving them my money because I feel like, you know, they at least some consideration for my blackness will be in the equation, you know?
Right, because has Spotify, has Apple, and some of these other streaming service done anything like this?
Yeah. I remember they took a picture with, like, some of the employees in their, like, Swedish facility, and people was like, where the black people at? See? This the problem. And I was like, In Sweden? Like, okay, so we doing, okay, all right. But yeah, like people have been kind of nitpicking at them for a while, trying to like find a reason why they, you know, why they shouldn't be successful. And,
right.
You know, which is funny because I remember I didn't even hear about Spotify for like 2 or 3 years before it came to the US. So it's not like Spotify started and then bam, it was just great. You know, it was odd watching people be really supportive of like Apple.
Yeah.
We like, well, yeah. It's like Apple is morally better than Tidal somehow. Like, that's like, there's no reason to joke on Apple Music, but there's reasons to joke on Tidal. People were mad, like, they right. Why they ain't just giving it away for free? And I was like, actually, if you go on there, they do give you the first month for free. Why didn't y'all at least like look into it?
Because did you read?
No, yeah. No.
You could have went to the site. You know, it's right there on the first page. Like, you can sign up. We won't charge you for a month.
Yeah, that's about the people with Xbox and PlayStation have. You know, I'm not a stand for either one. I love my Xbox. That's all I can tell you. Never had a PlayStation 4. But for a lot of those people, some of them shit on the other system. It's like, well, do you own both? Because if you don't, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Right. So, I don't know, man. But apparently, you know, they're giving money to some different social justice organizations. Which is cool, man. Just as a, in general, because I remember when Harry Belafonte called them out and said they didn't do enough, for people. And, you know,
yeah. That,
and a lot of people just ran with that. Cause, you know, it's kind of like the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith thing where right. People just, you say something bad about somebody that people are kind of jealous of or people don't like for whatever reason. And then everybody just runs with it. Like, yep, that's the truth, you know. And it's like, well, did Harry Belafonte talk to them? I mean, did he just publicly shame them without knowing the facts? Nah, it's cool. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, he said that they done enough for minorities in Hollywood and all this stuff.
When this last year, the year before last?
This was, nah, it wasn't last, maybe like 2012.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like 2012. We already know that by that time Jay-Z had already had a scholarship fund set up.
Ain't this after the Barney stuff?
This might have been before Barney.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's around that same time though. Because I remember that was also a thing where people were like, well, how you gonna work with an organization that racially profiled a dude? And it's like, well, that deal was in place before that happened,
right? And I
can now use my leverage to make them apologize and
give more money, possibly.
Yeah, set that dude up and change their policies. It's like, you know, but it's just, I think people like to be in positions where we can shit on people that are doing how we feel like better than us,
right?
So well, it makes, you know,
people don't really know like what happens behind the scenes. And also, like, as my podcast father Rod says, people ain't shit. Yeah. Like, everybody does fucked up shit, and right. I think that celebrities deserve the chance to fuck up and grow and make mistakes and learn too, just like everybody else.
You right. know what's wild to me is that if like, I remember when Jay-Z said in a rap that when he was dissing Nas, that he was like, Nas is fake and shit, because when Columbine happened, I was the first person there to be like, yo, here's a check, let's like, what can we do to fix this and, you know, help people through this tragedy. And people was like, this nigga bragging about giving to charity, man, fuck that nigga. And it's like, okay, all right, well,
man, okay,
you know, lesson learned, all right, no more bragging about charity. Flash forward 10 years later, this nigga don't even do nothing. It's like, oh, like, it's like you can't win for losing with certain shit. It's like, you black, you just, it's a double blind. You got to take this L somehow.
Yeah. And it's amazing how you never get this same scrutiny. Nobody ever goes to the white folks, but like, hey, what are y'all doing for these organizations? You know, like, the same demand isn't placed upon them, which it should be, the yeah. same expectations, mm-hmm. but they're not. Because it's one of those things where black people just assume that black people are supposed to care about black people. Most of the time they do. And then when they don't, everybody wants to get sad and disappointed versus looking at these white folks and going, well, hey, it's a human race thing. Since y'all always claim it's a human race thing. But now my race matters.
Yeah.
Right.
So he said they turned their back on social responsibility. He said Bruce Springsteen does more than Beyonce and Jay-Z have ever done.
He don't know. He was just running yeah. his lips.
When they asked if he was happy about with the image of members of minorities in Hollywood today, he said, not at all. They have not told the history of our people. Nothing of who we are. We are still looking. We are not determinated. We are not driven by some technology that says you can kill Afghans and Iraqis or the Spanish. It is all, excuse my French, shit is sad. And I think one of the great abuses of the modern time is that we should have had such high profile artists, powerful celebrities, but they have turned their back on social responsibility. That goes for Jay-Z and Beyonce. For example, give me Bruce Springsteen and now you're talking. I really think he is black. Ooh.
No, he did not say that.
I didn't realize he said that at the time. But see, the thing about this, something I realized, and a lot of old black folks got this problem, when they're not connected to the youth, I don't mean no harm, because Jay-Z and Beyonce is youth to him. When they're not really connected to the youth, connected to really what they do, when they're not really watching and paying attention, or either they're just going by, you know, newspaper articles or what somebody told them versus really trying to, because he could have actually contacted them and talked to them.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I think Harry Belafonte is pretty in tune. I know he helps out a lot of young activists and shit behind the scenes, so I don't even think it's just necessarily that he doesn't know anything about the youth. I just, like, sometimes motherfuckers just don't pick up a phone and talk to the person that they're gonna talk shit about.
Right, so that's why I say he's out of touch, because he could have done something to find these numbers out versus just saying that these people gave him one when you really don't know.
Yeah, that was basically Jay-Z's response, was just like, first of all, how you gonna put Bruce Springsteen?
Right.
Like that was his first response, like, a white man? Okay.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah. Right. And then he was like, the second thing, he was like, he just felt like Belafonte did it through the wrong channels. Like, he didn't need to go through the media to try to put him out there like that. He could have talked to him. And then this is where people really got mad. He also said, you know, my presence is charity. Like, me showing up and supporting certain things and doing shit for free and whatnot.
We'll put the spotlight on these organizations, and a lot of times we'll cause people to give to them.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm sure his affiliation with the president when he was just still a candidate, Obama, and shit like that, I'm sure that helps gather some votes, because there's people that are like, oh yeah, he's officially a good brother, because I seen him with Jay. Like, what kind of nigga wouldn't hang with Jay? You know, I'm sure there's some votes he got, except for people that really like Nas, they probably didn't vote, or they voted for
McCain.
Yeah, they voted for McCain after that. Yo, what if they would have been like, I'm voting for Romney now, you know, Aether and Takeover still, you know, it's still about that life. I don't care. I'm not Republican, but I can't support Jay-Z. But at any rate, man, they donated that money, from Tidal. The headline says Black Lives Matter. That's where I'm getting this information from. I don't know. I saw some Leslie in the chat said it didn't officially go to the Black Lives Matter organization. So according to the article, the nonprofit's title will fund include Opportunity Agenda, Hands Up United, Sankofa.org, as well as local organizing groups in California, the California Community Coalition, Florida, the Dream Defenders, Illinois Black Youth Project, Maryland, Baltimore Justice Fund, Empowerment Development Corporation, New York, Million Hoodies, New York Justice League, and Ohio Students Association Organizer Collaborative.
But you know how they do. If it's black, it's all Black Lives Matter. Right. Just like they think if Reggie talks about something and says, I support such a, you were black, you know, like, they can't, we all look the same. Really what that is. We all look the same, so.
Yeah.
If it's black, it's Black Lives Matter. You're like, nah, dog, you know there's tons of other organizations out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's part of it for sure, because, you know, well, actually, we'll get to that later. But, yeah, everything is Black Lives Matter to people outside of those organizations.
Right, because you're too lazy to learn.
Well, not just that, including myself. I don't know all the time.
True.
Sometimes shit happens, like DeRay's running for mayor of Baltimore, and people be like, this is the next move for Black Lives Matter. And then you'll see some people being like, that nigga's not in blacklivesmatter.org. Like, that's a completely different brand and shit. And it's like, oh, yeah, I don't understand the inner workings and who's in what and who counts and who doesn't count. And I'm sure, for the most part, the media doesn't understand that shit either. Or they don't want to take time to complicatedly explain each thing, each happening each time. So they probably just throw it all together under one label.
Yeah, that's way too much nuance for them. They're just like, black people. Yeah.
You giving it to some niggas? Okay, 1.5 million to Black Lives Matter. Just write that down. It's Just put that in the headline. We'll explain the rest later.
It's about 50 organizations. It's all Black Lives Matter.
We're giving some money to the NAACP. So Black Lives Matter then.
That's not
at all the same.
Right. We giving our money to the slavery. Black Lives Matter. Oh, what are we talking about here?
To slavery.
Not quite the same, but thank you.
According to the title, donations will also be given to organizations created by the families of the victims of police brutality, including the Trayvon Martin Foundation, the Michael O.D. Brown, We Love Our Sons and Daughters Foundation, and the Oscar Grant Foundation.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that was like the first hint that shit was about to get real, you know, because I was like, man, that's the blackest shit.
The blackest shit.
Ever. Right, because like Roger said, they normally do shit really, really low key. And the only reason why we found out that they bail people out and shit like that was because one of their personal friends got pissed because everybody was shitting out. They're like, look, I'm gonna show y'all the motherfucking receipts. I'm tired of y'all out here acting ignorant about my friends. It went for that. Wouldn't nobody have known.
No. And I appreciate that. Like, you know, you don't have to know what I'm doing. Just know that I'm doing it.
Yeah. You know what's wild too is I remember when, Janet Huber was talking shit about them Smiths, and I went and Googled and found out that they gave like $100,000+ to the Justice or Else March, and that event. And yeah. I was like, that's not just black. Nigga, that's Farrakhan black. Like, right. You know, like that's such a level beyond. Like, in a town in Hollywood, nigga, like you giving money to Farrakhan, boy.
Yeah.
Shit. Man, you must be good at acting.
Yeah, Farrakhan got Arsenio Hall. Yeah.
Right. You got to be real good at acting. You know what I'm saying?
It's still mad. So a grudge will fuck with your ability to, like, read and shit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They talked about Usher, his new single, Chains, which he performed during the Titles concert, which focused on police brutality and racial injustices. Yeah, I saw that video and I was like, okay, Usher, I see you.
Usher's getting politically active?
Yes. I can deal with this. Just don't be out here dancing, son, because you look tired.
Oh, Karen.
I swear to God, I was just about to say, like, please have a slave dance because I won't be able to support it.
Because you look tired, son. Like back in the day, Usher could get it. But, dog, you in your 30s like me. We can't move like that no more, dog. Get up.
Oh, no.
He has kids now. He's running around.
I mean, yeah, and it's not bad against him.
No, it is. It's not another person that you brought up. It's directly against
Chris Brown, too. He can't dance either, but he dance and beat people.
Chris Brown's like 25 or some shit.
But he still dance like he old. Have you seen him move lately?
I don't know, because I don't watch Chris Brown. So if he can't dance anymore, I wouldn't know. I knew when he got out of jail and he was fat, he couldn't dance. Right. But he got back in shape.
Well, he was. Oh, that's right. He was fat. Yeah.
That's the last time I seen him.
Oh,
yeah, he been back in shape. He back. I know he probably back. He, you know, he's sitting around the house on house arrest eating donuts and shit. He just took him a while to get free.
I may have listened to his mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I may enjoy a couple of songs on said mixtape.
I'm not going to lie, man. I've never liked Chris Brown's music.
I used to.
That's because when he's doing the music, I can't see him dance. But whenever I see him in concert or something, I always be like, oh, that little nigga is good. You know, it's just, I don't know. When I hear the music, I'm just like, anybody could sing this, you know? It's not no shade, but it's also like the Rihanna effect, you know, where when I hear her music, I'm like, anyone could do this music. But then when you see her do it, you be like, I understand,
ma'am. Okay, my bad.
No, when her album came out, I was like, damn, JoJo will fucking murder these songs. That's okay, Rihanna. That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, you ain't got to be able to sing. I seen the pictures.
Yeah, I haven't heard it, but everybody says it's hot fire, though.
I've seen mixed reviews, but we got it. It's on title.
It's a very broody album. It's very different from the stuff that she's done before. And, like, some of the songs are forgettable, but I also, like, me, when I listen to an album and I kind of like it, like, I'll listen to it over and over and over again to really, really try to see what's happening. So I listen to it like maybe 30 times, also because it's very, very short. And, like, it grew on me. It has some charm. I mean, the stuff that she does best is her old shit. So, like, Work and this song called Sex With Me are really great. There's another song called Woo That's also pretty good. The rest of it's like more of a departure vocally for her. So like maybe not her lane. Mm-hmm. But she does good. She does good. Like it sounds nice. I like it.
Well, and yeah, and I'm not dissing it. I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it either.
I've heard mixed reviews, but,
it's cute.
The point being, I've never been blown away by a vocal performance from Rihanna, but that's fine.
You're not gonna be.
Yeah. When you see her, you'd be like, I'm blown away because you are here. You know?
Right. Your presence.
You exist.
Is a gift.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they gave all that money to, all this black ass black shit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, they are shutting it down, you know? And of course, we know that Beyonce is performing at the Super Bowl halftime with, Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay is the feature artist. I don't know why they keep saying Coldplay featuring Beyonce. They need to go ahead and swap that around because
it's Beyonce.
I don't care anything about Coldplay. I'm sorry, Coldplay fans out there. I don't care. They can sing in the background behind stage with mics and have her just perform.
But everybody knows that when Beyonce's performing, everyone's featuring for her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know if there's an act that can say... Yeah,
even Jay-Z featured for her.
Right. I don't know that there is an act today.
Michael Jackson would feature.
Right. Yeah, some real shit.
Michael Jackson would.
When Michael Jackson was coming back for that tour... If Beyonce would have joined the tour, it would have been Beyonce featuring Michael Jackson tour.
Mm-hmm. He done songs with her and everything. Wrote for mm-hmm. her, everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he hadn't done, you know, he hadn't been hot in a while. He would have had to take that step back. Have to
take that back seat.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have cared.
You know? Nope. People be like, yeah, Love Done Felt So Good. Cool. When is Beyonce coming out? That's... I know that's what people was doing with...
For Beyonce.
Say that again, Reggie.
Could you imagine being Michael Jackson and having to open for Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson put on a hell of a show, too.
I heard he was petty, though. I heard he used to...
Yeah,
I heard he used to YouTube Prince's mistakes from his concerts and shit and show them to people at his house.
Oh.
I'm serious. I read that like 2 weeks ago. It was so bad, I didn't want to read it on the show. I was just like, oh, come on, Mike. that's the pettiest shit ever, dog. How you just going to be like... Look at him, you know what I'm saying?
Off key, that's supposed to be an A-flat.
Right, he fucking that guitar up. Like, all right, Mike, come on, man.
Like, man, why you hating, nigga? Right.
Mike, come on, man. No, look at him, it's ignorant, so ignorant. but yeah, so, so Beyonce came out with this video, and actually I can play it here in the
you can.
Tidal app. Let me see. It's called Formation. And I want to say I got to it within like the first 30,000 views, you know, because I just...
No.
What happened was I was on Twitter and my timeline just slowly started. It was like a zombie infection. It just slowly like... First it was like one out of every 20 tweets was like, did this bitch? Hashtag, you know, like... Now, I know.
Fuck her. I had things to do today.
Right.
Yeah.
Hashtag formation. No. Oh, Beyonce. Oh, what the... Oh, my God. My life. And so I was like, what the fuck is happening on my timeline?
Yeah,
so
he's looking at it going crazy. What's happening?
I had to go search for it, and it was like... it was a YouTube link, and I clicked on it, and I said, nah, she didn't.
She did.
She did.
She did.
Yeah.
What happened at New Orleans?
It started off with her standing on top of a New Orleans Police Department car that was in the middle of a flood. I mean, and like you could see the houses that were under the water in the background. And I said, hold up, man. Nah.
Right.
I said, I don't know what Beyonce's about to do. But what the fuck? Like, she had on boots with a dress, chilling on top of that police car. I said, man, this too much.
And this is the most Louisiana shit ever.
Right. And it started with, it's not even her talking. It's some other thing. Like, we're going to talk about what happened in New Orleans. It's that, from that video. What was that person's name? I saw the video. I just actually saw the video to that yesterday in our chat room, the New Orleans. clip. All right, anyway, here we go.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.
I was like, really, dog? Right to the jugular?
To the, like, from the, like, first line.
Yeah, she, and know what? She pay attention. Like, people think that sometimes celebrities don't pay attention. Just because they don't come out and, like, do the emoji hand claps, don't mean they ain't paying attention, y'all.
I feel like she been wanting to say that for at least a good 10 years.
Right.
Like the 2016 is the year of the comeback. Like, nobody is playing with y'all asses.
It really is. Like, she held that in for a long, because the Illuminati room has been around forever. For
like years.
Yeah. I know she like, I want to say something in this song, but I'm, you know what, not yet. And this is the year that she decided, look, if Neil deGrasse Tyson can say something,
right,
then why can't I? So she hit him with that joint.
Haters corny with that.
Oh, also, she said, y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess, but all black people speak that. She meant niggas.
She did.
Y'all niggas corny with that Illuminati mess. I could tell by the way.
Right, because white folks don't be talking about her and Illuminati.
People
are going to be quoting this song, and she wants to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, some white people do want to listen, so they'll be able to say it, even though they won't understand none of the references or any of the video at
she
all.
She thinks she's nigga in the song at all. She says Negro a bunch, but I don't think she says, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at her making it quote friendly for white people.
Yeah. When y'all write y'all hate pieces in whitefeminism.com.
Oh yeah. If they ain't already out there by now.
Yeah, you don't have to say nigga. You can be like, see 12 things Beyonce gets wrong about feminism and blah blah blah.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklace.
Then she got Blue playing with them look his.
Oh, I didn't realize Blue got so big. Oh, that baby gorgeous.
She's so pretty.
And she like she was having so much fun just running around playing in they good clothes too. It wasn't even play clothes, y'all.
No, they was in them church clothes.
Yeah, it's so, and that's when I was like, this is southern so ass video.
Right.
So black. Yeah, this like is so fucking black.
Right. It's not just black, it's southern black. Like, it should have came with some grits. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, some greens.
Like, after you play this video.
Macaroni and cheese with a side of cornbread.
Yeah, that's what it said. Collard greens and cornbread, bitch. Yeah.
Slow, you know, and not just like some quick grits. It's some slow cooked collard greens, you know?
Bacon grease in that bitch.
You can smell them.
My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hands.
Afro.
I like my Negro Nova Jackson. Yeah.
I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils.
Yeah, and one thing too, she talked about her mama and her daddy. She was like, I'm black, y'all. Like, I know y'all might don't think that, but my daddy's black, my mama's black, and they made this Bama nigga right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm black, y'all. I might got money, but I'm still black.
It's like somebody hit the dimmer switch all the way back up to regular lights when that Bama, come on. It's like the video turned on and shit. You're like, oh shit. And yeah, she dancing in the hall.
I can't. The choreography is,
yes.
And like, my mom is from Louisiana, so best believe that when that part of the song came on, I was like, oh bitch, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody gonna be throwing in their own states for that joint.
Let me tell you, PSA, black people, don't be throwing in no off brand states. Like, yeah. I can just not go anywhere near this song.
Okay. I think
Texas can go.
Niggas from DC been saying Bama for a while, so they're just gonna throw it in there, but it's gonna be an insult.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Got all this.
I said, now what kind of hot sauce do you have in your bag?
Texas Pete.
Okay, because Beyonce ain't carrying around no Tabasco.
Right. No, not it's that green shit.
No, it's like Louisiana right. hot sauce or something. Mm-hmm.
Slap your mama hot sauce.
Slap your mama! Yes!
She said,
that's what she got in her pocket.
She said, I got all this money, but they can't take the country out. Oh, man.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I like that.
So New Orleans, like, right, those are my cousins.
Why does she include a break though for everybody? Because I felt like we needed the reprieve at that minute mark. Because I feel like everybody was like, "Oh, this the song is starting," and she's like, "Hold up, hold up. I know y'all getting y'all life, so here's another 13 seconds."
And you
so
know
everybody what? get their breath back, and then we're gonna go back.
I like this break right here because Beyonce was like, if you didn't know it was about niggas, this voice right here let you know that this song is gonna be the blackest shit you heard in a long time.
Yeah, I'm doing my white people count in this video and I'm still at zero.
There's only eight white people in the whole entire video.
And they cops.
They're all cops. That's it.
it's like the casting call just said, niggas and cops. Niggas and cops. Are you black? Are you in New Orleans today? Okay,
come
you can
down.
Be in the video. You can be in the video. What about me? I'm a white dude. You got a police uniform?
Put on this costume. Yeah, we can custom you.
Can you raise your hands? Okay, thank you. All right.
I did not come to play with you hoes.
I didn't.
I came to slay.
Listen, you have to watch the video because I can't do the scenery and justice.
You can't.
Like, I honestly, man, it feels like they went and got Steven Spielberg's video scouting, location scouts. Yeah. And was like, hey, do your thing.
If this music video does not win the Oscar for best documentary short feature next year.
Oscar's so white.
Oscar's so white. Like, this video is winning every award, like all of them.
And Formation is so black.
Yes,
it's so black. I watched this video. I put my power bill in my niece's name after I got done watching.
Oh, Jesus. Oh Lord. Did you? Are you claiming somebody's keys on your income tax now?
Yeah, I said
she claiming somebody's keys on her income tax.
So I couldn't help. This shit's so black. I'm like, my car got declined the other day. This explains why. I said, okay. Yeah. Oh, the video was out.
And you know what? When Roger played this, y'all, I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't pay attention to the song being Formation. This song was called Slay, and that's all the song is to me. Because I was like, well, ain't it I Slay? Because all I kept seeing was I Slay up and down my timeline. I was like, well, then that's the name of the song then.
Oh, black people.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I like cornbread.
Oh, the weave shop is heavily featured in this moment, by the way. Heavily featured.
This song is so black. I'm parking my car 5 blocks away from my house so the repo man doesn't come and get it.
Yes!
There's not even choreography in the weave shop segment. It's just black people standing looking at the camera like, we sell weave. That's right.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
Yeah, looking like, what's wrong?
Play, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh.
Oh, yeah. She also had the same braids from Craig's girlfriend in Friday.
Sure did.
So what?
So hood. I love it.
I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it, want it.
Yo, every nigga in this video is black as well, too. Like, all the men, all of them. They all, like, in suits and shit. And
right.
basketball uniforms. Oh my
God. And the thing I like about the action when she's shooting inside of the pool.
Oh my God.
It's amazing. It's
amazing.
And it's so black because her dancers have like, they froze like full blown out.
Yeah.
Right. And that's one thing about this video. Not that everybody's shot is natural, but there's a lot of natural hair from Blue to her dancers. Like the hair is on fleek.
Mm-hmm. And it was black women in a swimming pool, you know, which is very difficult to do. Everybody knows that.
Listen.
It's impossible in some states, but Beyonce made the impossible happen.
I'm a star.
Nigga, the 1980s VHS tape, acid wash jeans choreography part, right. Nigga.
I was like, is that a VHS?
It got play in the corner, y'all. It's a VHS.
Yeah, I seen that shit. I was like, oh shit, we're taking it back to my childhood.
Okay. And everybody in New Orleans knows that motherfucking mall that hasn't been open since motherfucking Katrina. Like, that shit is specific.
Oh, my God.
Specific.
I'm glad we had you on. I didn't even know that part.
Listen.
Peak blackness.
Oh, pause it, baby. Yeah, and I didn't even realize it's like a closed mall in the background.
I love the Southern Belle, like, just menagerie of black women sitting in this,
It's so amazing.
It's, yeah, like the visuals are just, and it's like every shade of black woman, every hairstyle, every dress style. Like, it's goddamn, and Beyonce.
And so,
like
a lot of dark women.
Yes.
And that's what I like about a lot of dark women. We come in different shades. And also, one thing about it, she went from I Slay to We Slay. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of slowly kind of dipped that in there, because at the beginning it was like I slay, and all of a sudden it went to We Slay.
Yeah, all black women, y'all get in formation. That's the whole thing, right? Like an army
formation,
like a, you know what I mean, like a football team that's gonna beat Peyton's ass. Like, get in formation. Like, we in this together.
We sure are. To me, you got some coordination.
Oh, nigga, not just the parade through New Orleans, but she also had that marching band in there.
Mm-hmm.
Peak blackness!
Peak HBCUs.
God damn, man. Cheddar Bay biscuits, dog.
Listen, yeah. Someone said that is catnip for Negroes. Like,
it really is. It really is.
You putting in work when she take your ass to the Red Lobster and say, get what you want, daddy.
I'm like, you know how black that is? It's not even product placement. Red Lobster didn't even know this shit was happening.
No.
They didn't get a tweet off until like this morning where they was like, oh yeah, Cheddar Bay biscuits, that's what we should do. It's like, yeah, nigga, that was hours ago. Somebody was sleep on the job. I know y'all mentions was on fire. Y'all had no idea why.
Right. They was like, why is Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Why are we trending?
I bet you the person on that Twitter trial was like, why is that trending? And they was joking on Twitter. They was like, I bet you somebody at a Red Lobster going, y'all better raise them fucking prices right now.
Hey, look. Jamel Hill said she gonna. Oh, go ahead, Reggie.
I said, don't raise them prices, Red Lobster.
Jamel Hill said everybody on Monday gonna be invested in Red Lobster stock. Cause that shit about to go through the roof. Hey, but look though, what's wild to me though is their mentions were blowing up. I guarantee they was like, did we catch the Chipotle? Cause
right.
Our shit is blowing. It's like people dying or something? No, sure. Nigga.
No, nigga, Beyonce put y'all on a map and y'all gonna be jumping out to the Super Bowl. Don't let Cam win. People gonna be, you gonna see snapshots of people with their Cheddar Bay biscuits and they Cam Newton shirts.
It's gonna be so many niggas looking at that girl like, so are we going to Red Lobster? Cause I mean, is it something I need to do better in my life?
I mean, can we get this together? Cause it's on you, right?
Right. Am I not holding it down enough? You never take me to Red Lobster.
I know, they gonna put their egos to the side. Yeah, what can I do to get a trip to Red Lobster?
My niggas gonna be taking selfies.
People eating the booty this week, like what do you need to do? Like
Valentine's Day at Red Lobster gonna have so many selfies this week.
Oh my god.
Yes, it is.
So many niggas like, I made it, my nigga, where you at? Get yours.
They need to do like McDonald's did and have like a Valentine's Day feast.
Yeah.
Somebody had a picture that was like Beyonce feast, all you can eat feast for $20, and they had like a bunch of Red Lobster logos around it.
Listen.
And you know what? Nigga's gonna be on Snapchat with the beer going, she paid for it.
Everybody knows Red Lobster is the official Negro venue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I she threw that in and I said, yo, she's not even attempting to switch code for these white folks.
Mm-mm. Nope.
She's just like, Red Lobster, y'all know. White people like, what's so great? I mean, Olive Garden, maybe.
Yeah, Olive Garden right beside it. You know, I prefer that over the Red Lobster. You know what I'm saying? This bland ass food that they don't use no seasoning on. I like that shit.
Why not Joe's Crab Shack? I don't understand. Anyway.
No, because they don't got them stuffed mushrooms at Joe's Crab Shack, mm-hmm. Brittany.
Exactly.
When he hooked me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster. When he hooked me good, I take his ass to Red
Oh yeah, by the way, in the background is a bunch of dudes, black dudes wearing tuxedos. Beyonce gave them double middle fingers. There's a woman eating crawfish. Listen, there's a nigga on a horse with Adidas and the Adidas got spurs on them. It's too black. It's peak blackness. Yes! You have to experience it. You can't just like, this is not good enough what y'all are getting right now through the podcast. It's okay to stop the podcast and go watch this 700 times at work right now.
Just stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Like, if you're hearing this right now and you haven't seen the video 10 times, what the fuck are your priorities?
Right.
Right.
Download the Tidal app. I from my understanding, you go to the website, you get the first 3 months free right now. Go do that and then come back when you're done.
Yeah, because also the thing for me is that she had a nigga dancing in front of the cigarette section of the convenience store.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's black.
So look.
Like selling Lucy's outside.
Right. Now go stop right now and do that, okay? All right, you're back. Now it is Tuesday, all right? I get it. It's Tuesday. You thought you were just going to be gone for like 5-10 minutes, right?
No, yeah.
Yeah. Now I know you ain't. Now I know I told you to play it at work. I'm sorry you ain't got a job no more. But that gives you more time to watch Formation.
Why do you need to make any money?
Right. Now you
all you need.
You can finish this podcast and then go back to watch a Formation like you've been doing for the last 48 hours. I get it, okay? All right.
Might take him on a flight on my chopper. Drop him off at the mall, let him buy some
jewelry. Go shopping.
I might get your song played on the radio station. You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
That water climbing on that police car. Also, the quotient of broke niggas talking about I might just be a black Bill Gates in the making. Making went up by like 7,000%.
7,000.
It's gonna be a lot of, girl, I might just be a black Bill Gates in the making. It's like, nigga, you haven't had a job in 6 months.
You are not an entrepreneur. I don't see you grinding.
Get off of my couch and start applying to some things, okay? I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. Shit. Mm-hmm.
You know what Bill Gates did? Bill Gates actually went on college campuses, dog.
Right. I'm gonna need you to, you know, take a class or something.
Right.
In the world of Fuck Nigga Supreme, Steve Harvey, spell computer school.
Cause I can't. She had an MLK paper with him on the front that said, more than a dreamer.
I can't.
And it looked like a nigga in a bow tie was selling it, but I'm not sure. I can't confirm if that came with a bean pie or not.
It did. I'm under the assumption that that's implied. What are we talking about here?
I can't neither confirm or deny that that also comes.
It came together.
A bean pie and a final call. I can't say for sure.
Yeah, the paper came on top of the pie. What are we talking about here?
Say that again, Reggie. I'm sorry.
Of course, it came with a bean pie. Yeah. Right.
So then we get to this powerful part with this little black boy wearing a hoodie.
Right.
Dancing by himself.
Dancing his ass off.
In front of a row of cops in riot gear.
That part still gets me a little bit.
Dog, I put my hands over my mouth when this shit happened. I was like, that's the blackest shit ever.
I can't, like.
This shit next year gonna sweep the Image Awards by itself.
Yeah,
it's gonna win everything. It's gonna...
Best actor, best everything,
right. Best actor, best choreography, best dance video, best
choreography. Though this right. Bitch is dancing.
Yes.
Like, oh, not dancing. Dancing.
It's gonna win best political. It's gonna win everything.
Make up categories for it.
It's gonna win everything.
Look, like, absolutely.
Best micro braids. Best natural.
You know it. Best baby with an afro in it ever.
Best reference to Michael Jackson's original nose.
Yes. Oh yeah, the church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The pastor with the gold tooth.
Come on.
Everybody's in there getting their life.
Come on.
I don't even, like, what? Oh my God, this is amazing. After the kid finishes dancing, he puts his hands up. The cops put their hands up like hands up, don't shoot.
And then they zoom over.
Yes. And then they cut to the graffiti on the wall that says, "Stop shooting us."
I can't. I
shit.
Like, it's all fucked up. It's over. Beyonce just like, the world was spinning and she was like, take a break.
Right. Oh my God, that's when I said I have to watch this 75 more times. It was that moment.
Oh yeah, and he kept looking at me like I was gonna have a goddamn complaint. Like,
yeah, I wasn't complaining, I had the remote control for the for the Xbox, and yeah, it was the YouTube app, and I kept being like, so I'm gonna play this again. Like, cause that was, I'm not gonna lie, it got to an obnoxious number of times that I replayed this video.
I was dead.
I would have understood if Karen would have at some point been like, well, that's about enough, my nigga. Cause I want to say from about 4 o'clock to 4:57.
Yeah, we played for about an hour straight. like this video was literally on repeat for hours straight. I started typing the words, the text. I'm just glad that Beyonce loved me enough not to put the shit out at midnight so old folks like me could enjoy the fun and not wake up the next day mad cause I missed it.
I just wanted to give you 24 hours before the Super Bowl started to just make sure that you were going to be watching the concert, not the game. Go. Oh my God, almost to go Patriots. Lord, go Panthers. But yeah, not the game. But she wanted to make sure that you were watching the concert. So she was like, "I'm gonna drop this 24 hours before, so everybody can get information."
You know,
the Halloween cosplay on this shit is gonna be sick.
Sick.
Yes. Look here.
That black hat and them long braids. I'm wearing that shit tomorrow.
Yes, the kids looking like blue. And my thing is, yes, I think that she did this because the thing is, at the end of the day, as much as people, especially dudes, hate when women have a good time, this literally stopped everything on the timeline. And your woman, if she don't give a fuck about football, she's gonna be there for the halftime show and that's it. So y'all go ahead and be prepared for it. And the thing is, if she thinks she slays, guess what? She gonna slay it on you. So leave her alone, but let her be happy. She don't give a fuck if you don't like Beyonce, okay? You like Beyonce, don't goddamn matter at that point in time. Let that one be happy.
If you don't like Beyonce, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I keep seeing people say this. Well, I'm not even a Beyonce stan, and I like this. Look, we're okay. All Beyonce stans, okay? It's cool. It's cool. A lot of y'all are in denial, and that's fine. I was in denial for a while myself, but it is what it is. If you have to preface any sentence with "I'm not even a Beyonce stan," you are. Yes,
are.
You absolutely are. You know how I know you are? Because when people say ignorant shit about her, I'll be seeing y'all put them bees on her timeline emojis.
That's what I do.
Like that one white girl who was like, Beyonce drops the weirdest video ever. And everybody's like, what the fuck's weird about blackness, bitch? Like it was bees everywhere, dog. Like she said that shit and the audio version of her timeline was all up and down her mentions. Just her mentions became nothing but the attack of the bees, dog.
It's amazing.
Just and that's what you get. People are partying, man. People always do that whenever it's, especially when it's black girl time on Twitter.
Right.
It's always somebody that's got to come through and be like, this is why this isn't even that cool. Like, fuck you, man. Then don't enjoy it. Leave.
We got some new, for people that watch Dragon Ball Z, we have this new,
that shit was the best.
This reader is a power level reader that we got through this, anime, loop, through this thing. I took a selfie in it and just finished watching Formation. Beyonce power level was over 9,000.
Over 9,000.
Somebody said, Daily Mail tweeted Hillary has made $21.7 million from her Wall Street speeches, but won't release the transcripts. And I said, hashtag Formation just dropped. We don't care.
Nobody cares.
Nope, we done caring about that shit, man. That was old shit. which black church y'all think is gonna be the first one to remix the gospel into Formation?
Ten churches we speak right now.
They gonna be on Facebook.
They've been practicing all night. They don't come in at tired because they've been up all night.
Get information. Jesus, you got offering something. You know, I'm still working. I pray.
And we pray.
Cause he slay. Hey, he sees it. He wants it. It's going to be off the chain.
Swag.
Yeah. All right. I carry ties in my bag.
Yes!
Yes!
Dad, you better go ahead.
Yes! It's gonna be on and popping.
Pray trick or you get eliminated.
Okay.
Yeah, they gonna come in there cause he stays. Okay. He stays. Hey!
Yeah, Beyonce dropped, I had that gif of, from Dexter, my man Dokes. I said, people be having plans and Beyonce be dropping, she be dropping albums like, surprise, motherfucker. You like, oh, I guess we doing this today.
Mess my day up. Yeah, because the funny thing about it, that we had literally got back in from eating. Didn't even know no shit was happening. We got back in, sat down. Next thing I know, the timeline was blowing up. And then Roger pressed play on the YouTube because I hadn't seen the video yet. And yeah, we sat there for about an hour and I got my life. And the thing is, he don't realize he wasn't bothering me, because if he'd have stopped it, all I did was plugged in my headphones and ignored him and kept playing the video.
Man,
so
all I know is Coldplay gotta be so mad.
So mad.
It's just like, this motherfucker. Oh my God. Beyonce basically just went up and said, I'm the captain now. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. It's my halftime show featuring Coldplay.
Of course.
I even heard Bruno Mars said today that he's gonna be there. Nobody care. Don't nobody care. Look, and he did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
I don't care, bruh.
And you know what would be even better? I don't know if they would let her do that if she performed this song.
Yes, she is performing this song.
I'm here for it.
Serious? Yes.
I'm here
for it. Roger Goodell got to be like, what the fuck, man?
I bet you didn't see the video.
Here's the thing, though.
Oh, he done seen it.
This song came out maybe 18 hours ago.
Right.
And everybody in the stadium knows all the words.
All the words.
Only Beyonce. Who? Who else?
Right.
Who else?
They've been practicing all night long. I clear. Yeah.
People about to be looking at, people about to be looking at Coldplay the way that you look at, the pastor when the game about to come on. Like, okay, man, is it Beyonce time yet?
Come on. It was gonna be even better if she fuck around and bring Big Freedia out there.
I hope she bring the whole crew, dog.
I hope she bring Big Freedia. I hope she bring her baby.
I hope she drive a cop car. I don't give a fuck.
I
hope she drive a cop car at halftime. They never gonna let niggas back.
I hope she flood stage and like drowns in the fucking water like she did at the end of the video.
Yeah, you know what?
See, hey, y'all know this is our last Super Bowl, right? Ain't no more niggas being allowed back after this shit. Y'all thought Janet Jackson was bad. Oh man, if she drowned a cop car, man, we can't come back.
It's about to be Taylor Swift on from here on out.
Yeah, nigga.
Hey, you know what's the best shit ever? See, Beyonce. You know, our Lord and Savior Beyonce, she told you last time I took the power, this time I'm going to come with water.
Right.
And I, you know, next time I might bring a little fire.
Oh, okay. My God. Yeah, she did. The power grid is about to be. I know the people at the power grid places like, come on, man.
I know she got
this. I didn't want to work overtime this weekend, but God damn it, Beyonce.
They got them on call because they was like, y'all know last time she took the power out.
Ain't no on call. Them niggas there. They just going to be standing by the power lines waiting like, okay, here we go with the bullshit. It's sparking. Give me my.
The thing is, where Levi Stadium is in Santa Clara, and there's a big amusement park next to it. I bet you they're gonna shut that whole amusement park down. Like, we need all the power we can get.
Yeah.
We don't care if y'all got plans. Put like this. For the five people that don't know nothing about the Super Bowl, go home.
Hey, do not hop on that Ferris wheel at 7:45, bruh.
Cause you're gonna
shut it all down. We gotta give all the power to the stadium.
You will not get home if you hop on that motherfucking Ferris wheel at 7:45, nigga.
You know,
stuck. That's your night.
You know they're gonna be rushing everything. They was like, why is today is half a day? I came up here, y'all charged me full price. Well, look, we just let y'all know we closing the park early today.
Right.
Employees got the rest of the day off.
Right.
We streaming a Beyonce concert from the middle of the park.
So right.
If, don't even plug in a cell phone to charge at 7:45, nigga. Don't even sit your tablet down at 7:45. The power is gone. It's a wrap. Yeah, the line at Red Lobster about to be worse than when the new iPhone come out, by the way.
They're gonna be camped out for days.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. I can't wait, man. I like that shit was so black, Rachel Dolezal took off all her tanner.
Whoa, no.
And her wig. And she said, I get it now. She took it all off and said, I get it now. I'm gonna go right back.
And what was funny, at News Time says Beyonce formation entertainment activists are both. I said she could do anything because she slays.
Right. What are you talking about?
This song is so black, Dame Dash's cousin knows all the words to it.
Stacey Dash said, you know what? Black History Month is back.
It's all right. It's not too bad.
What was I was tripping. I was tripping.
Mm-hmm. This song so black, people got they Janet Jackson braids in, popping bubblegum.
Okay.
Oh man,
that I haven't. To society.
Yeah, we're gonna get at least a week of just pure white women feminism TM articles about why this ain't right.
Right, because they don't fucking understand. Because it wasn't for you.
Yeah. Where were the vegan women in the video?
She slays. Is she slaying animals? I don't eat beef.
13 things Beyonce doesn't get right about feminism in post-Katrina New Orleans.
You know this song is playing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Like, oh, nigga. You know Michelle and everybody sat down and was like, Barack, I know you had a summit planned, but Beyonce dropped the video, so.
I say,
Yeah.
could you imagine them in there partying, her babies, and Barack partying, and Secret Service just gotta look, because mm-hmm. they gotta protect them.
Oh yeah. Man, I know Coldplay ain't getting none of the choreography for this shit on time. They're like, what you mean you changing the song? You supposed to be helping us sing our appropriating India music.
She's like, oh, that was cute.
Yeah, no, that was.
That was, your plans, baby. We're not doing that no more.
Right. We're going to be slaying. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to inform you. Forget the rest of your plans. You know, whatever you had planned, it don't matter.
Don't let Cam be up by 24 going into halftime and Beyonce do this song.
It's going to be my theme song for the rest of the year.
I'm going to go out and smack.
Still dancing with them.
Yeah, yes. She might come out and run a play at the halftime. Like, I don't. Like, real talk, if this becomes the blackest Super Bowl of all time with Cam winning and Beyonce performing this song, white people don't come to work Monday. I normally say black people don't come to work.
Don't
white,
do it.
No, white people don't come to work, because we going to be there. We going to be there with the baby powder on our hands, like, say something.
Proud, loud, proud, and ignorant. Like, this is going to be worse than the day after the election in 2008.
Yes. Niggas are just gonna be sitting in the break room
ready with that water cooler.
Look, they laptop gonna be in the break room, like they like niggas are gonna set up in the break room like I'm working from here now. I'm remote working from the break room. I saw you wanted some water. Did you also happen to see the Super Bowl last night?
No, did you see if Beyonce dabs, it's over. Like I my soul will literally fly out of my body like some fucking Yu-Gi-Oh shit. Like,
just... Oh my God. I know we supposed to be talking about other shit, y'all.
I don't care. No, I already said this. I know it'll be a Beyonce and Cam show. Yeah.
I know other shit happened.
I don't care. I really don't care about the rest of the shit that happened in the world today.
Oh man. Like, this shit jammed so hard, it made me retroactively remember that I don't fuck with Beck no more because he won that Grammy over Beyonce. I'm still mad.
Like, yeah, I'm still mad.
I'm like, how? I don't know a nigga that knows a Beck song from the last 20 years.
He was even shocked.
Yeah.
He was even shocked. Yeah, because, and also for me, it's just one of those things where I went, I'm not trying to be funny. For my ignorance, I went, who the fuck is Beck? And I understand he'd been around 45 years, but I was like, who the fuck is he and why did he win?
Yeah, and so many white people have tried to give Beyonce and Jay that pass into like white royalty, almost like, yeah, but y'all are so different from the other blacks that you guys can kick it with us.
My mama, my daddy, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Just take it.
A country Bama ass nigga.
Oh my God. I know they can't wait to call them divisive.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's coming. It's really coming.
Yeah. Yep. Won't be seeing this in Taylor Swift's videos, Miley Cyrus videos. Mm-mm. Like, this some real ass shit, man.
On Black History Month.
Right.
He said, like, the fact that she just basically said, like, Black America, your shit is my shit. Like, I when Trayvon was murdered, like, my family got displaced in Katrina. Like, I'm not special. Like, I'm just here. Got I'm just it. Here. It's like y'all trying to make... Trying to make it.
That's why, you know, because normally when you play videos on YouTube, they make you confirm your age or log in. With this one, it actually checks it checks how much coconut oil you have in your house before you can play it.
It does a sample from your fingerprint. If there's no coconut oil on your fingerprint, they're like, you can't play it.
Yeah,
it checks your hair. Mm-mm, you ain't got no shea butter on your hair.
Yeah, this is not shea butter. Sorry, access denied.
Have you used a curl sponge in the past 24 hours?
Do you drink red Kool-Aid? If you said strawberry, access denied.
It's access denied.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God, man. All right.
Who made the potato salad? Question.
denied.
My potato salad white, access denied.
Yeah. What color is potato salad is one of the questions to play in this video.
Questions.
All right, let me play the last 30 seconds of this.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information. I slay. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Look at that water, boy. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm here for that. Yeah, I'm like y'all. She fucking drowned a police car in them white tears. The Aurora gonna explode. Oh,
that you come on, Karen. Come on, find the meaning. Find the meaning.
Yeah. I'm ready for it because the thing about it and one of the reasons why I really do love Beyonce is because she's like, fuck y'all. As much as y'all try to separate me, as much as y'all try to push me on this platform, yes, I'm famous. Yes, I'm the biggest superstar. Yes, I could travel all around the world. But at the end of the day, I know that y'all look at me like a nigga, just like the other people that cannot afford and will never be able to afford to do the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love her. And that's why black women love her so much, because it's one of those things where you're talking about black girl magic. This right here is really truly black girl magic, and she's at a place where she can do these things and just keep on going. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for me, I think personally, when I see this, all I see is blackness.
I see, and
that's truthfully all I see is blackness. And I know that this represents me, because there's people in the video that look like me. Beyonce looks like me, and she's letting white folks know, hey, y'all can do what y'all want to do, but at the end of the day, my daddy black, my mama black, and I'm black.
Mm-hmm. My baby is black.
Right.
It's like somebody was having a black off, and nobody told us, but Beyonce won. You know what I'm saying? Like, 2016 is the year of the black off, and Beyonce was like, you know what, I got this. Competition's got over.
Someone took a screen cap of the picture of the video and it with Blue. They said Blue is so rich she has her own Kelly and Michelle.
She does already. She does.
Oh, that baby was stunting, like, and I didn't know she was gonna be on video, but she came out of nowhere just stunting.
I feel like she just showed up like Larry Bird at the 3-point contest when he said, so who's coming in second to all the rest of the people in the contest. I feel like she just did that, but with blackness. She just showed up and said, who is coming in second in 2016 for blackness, because I just won this shit. And she's absolutely right. By the way, there was a slight controversy. Someone on
Twitter.
Well,
there always?
Oh, as always, right?
She told you in the video. Yeah, she's the bitch, because y'all always got to talk about her.
Well, somebody showed up and said, new Beyonce video used hella clips from the doc I produced and directed by AB Team. Filmmaker Chris Black tweeted, referring to a 9-minute 2012 documentary titled That Beat, B-E-A-T. which was directed by Black and produced by AB Team by Gary. I guess it's flattering that people fuck with the things you created, but also frustrated when they want to use it like it's theirs. In a series of tweets, some of which have since been deleted, Black and McGarry claimed they did not give permission to Beyonce or Formation director Melina Matsalkis for using their documentary footage. But in a statement to Entertainment Weekly, Beyonce's rep says the documentary footage was used with the permission and license from the owner of the footage. They were given proper compensation. The footage was provided to us by the filmmaker's production company. The filmmaker is listed in the credits for the additional photography direction. We are thankful that they granted us permission.
Of course. Why do you really think that she would do this? She gives all people credit.
Well, you know what it is, people have made accusations like this in the past against her. I don't know how many have stuck and how many haven't, right? But my guess is she's probably learned, and her, not just her, but her people
have probably learned,
right? Like, okay, this is a thing that people are going to be on the lookout for,
right?
So let's at least take care of it properly behind the scenes, right? So that,
and if you don't fix it
when the accusations come up, we don't have to deal with this shit. Like, we'll be ready. Like, they probably had this press release ready to go off jump, just in case. And then Matsukas also tweeted, must give much love to the beautiful NOLA footage shot directed by AB Team at El Kiba to make hashtag formation whole. Later on Sunday night, McGarry tweeted, thanks for the credit, to at Melina Matsukas and at Beyonce. According to the credits for the music video as published on Video Static, McGarry is cited with additional photography direction. The footage that was used includes scenes of a young man dancing in front of a mirror and a New Orleans house that's underwater. Those images were featured in the Paris 2012 documentary, which chronicles sissy bounce culture in hip hop. The genre's pioneer, Big Freedia, is also featured on Formation and also appears in the documentary. So there you go, guys. controversy averted.
Yeah, because her fans was like, oh no, like they immediately was like, no.
Here's the other thing that was crazy about this. She dropped merchandise.
Oh shit.
To coincide with this video though.
I did not know this.
Air, where can I get mine?
Right, that's what I'm looking like. Nobody told me.
Shop.Beyonce.
I'm on that bitch right now.
On them haters as a sweater. She has Slay, where she's dressed as a medieval knight holding a sword.
Yes, bitch.
She has a t-shirt that says, you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. She has a white hat that just says hot sauce.
I want that hat.
She got a tote bag that says, I got hot sauce in my bag.
Like this fucking second.
And she got a phone cover that says, you that bitch when you cause all of this conversation, Beyonce.
Oh shit, I want that hot sauce hat.
Ooh, this shipping is expensive, bitch.
Oh, I didn't know.
Express shipping is $32.
Oh my.
That's express shipping. Oh, I can go for regular day shipping.
That's cause she know you wanna have it now.
You know, I bet you that's what it is. I bet she was like, look, if you want this for you go to work on Monday, I know that you'll pay this money.
I'll wait till Friday, Beyonce.
Right. Yeah, I'll wait the 7 to 14 business days. I'm good.
I want hot sauce and money in my bag, I'm gonna need to wait till Friday.
Yeah, you can get the standard 3 to 5 days is $3.99. But if you need that 1 to 2, that extra day, you got to have it.
Yeah,
you got to throw that 32 in there.
Fuck, y'all can't wait. Shit. Get
your
money in.
Right. Run my paper.
Right, because I guarantee you, there was some people that was like, I got to have this shit tomorrow.
Oh my God. The Slay T is where it's at, in my opinion.
Slay T is where it's at.
That knight with that sword, that's the only sword ratchetness I can support.
Okay.
I'm about to say, I like the Game of Thrones. I like that one too.
Yeah, that Slay T is dope as fuck. And I twirl on them haters, sweaters though too.
Twirl on those haters because what's her name said, be twirling. I can't co-sign.
Okay.
But Beyonce co-opted it, so now no one is ever gonna know who Kenya Moore even is anymore.
Yeah, so it's hers now.
Right, you're right. You good?
No,
yeah, she good.
She appropriated that shit. Speaking of noses, Solange was on Twitter.
Okay.
Sure was.
And she trounced indie white guys and defended Brandy in marvelous Twitter rant. She says, apparently, Solange is not to be played with, especially on social media. The singer interviewed her idol, Brandy, and when she questioned the mass media about giving Brandy more credit, she let loose on writers. She chided some for insensitivity to black people as well as Brandy's contributions to R&B. She says, and I thought we were all pretty clear that I don't give a fuck, like a year ago.
She said, I tapped out a year ago.
And the painting my nails emoji. That's when you know somebody about to go off.
Yes.
She says, so please carry on. It's Mardi Gras where I'm at, LOL. By the way, she lost her ring, diamond. And Mardi Gras giving out beads. Yeah, I know that's sad. She also said, corny ass. Wish they could say niggas around niggas ass non-niggas. LOL. Thought I know they be saying niggas ass looking non-niggas. And then the side eye, smiley.
She said she stopped giving a fuck like a year ago. She knows she lying. She stopped giving a fuck when she put them paws on Jay-Z in that elevator.
Yeah, that was the last fuck. You can see, if you paid attention, slowed it down, you can see the last fuck she had to give in the background leaving the elevator before it started.
When that door opened, it said, phew.
Yeah.
It escaped.
It said, ding, and just drove out. But yeah, corny ass, wish they could say niggas around niggas ass nine niggas might be my favorite, most accurate insult ever.
Yep, it was so multi-layered.
Then she said, Houston, Texas fed me. With was it cornbread and collard greens? With all due respect, The people who you named were responsible for my success. Wish they could feed me half of what growing up in Third Ward. My father fed me when he was hosed down and forced to walk on hot pavement barefoot in civil rights marches in Alabama at John Caramanica. So now she adding him.
She's like, I want you to know.
I'm coming for your ass, bitch.
And it was all lowercase, which means she typed that in herself.
Yeah. Didn't no computer do that one.
She
no
typed robot. She went and looked this shit up. Then the next time, because you know it autofills the next time, she said, P.S. at John Caramanica, and this time it had John at the J and the C capitalized. So she, I don't know if she followed him or just autofilled. Don't you ever tell a black woman not to bite the hand that feeds you while speaking in reference to white people. When to be honest, don't you ever dare speak that six letter name without understanding the value, the blasphemy.
Okay. The BR to the AN to the DY.
Last 2 days have brought up so much emotion, recalling when it was made a joke by indie white guys that I brought up Brandy album cuts. The music business was built brick by brick off the back, shoulders, heartache, and pain of black people, and everyone is just exhausted. Brandy was on Twitter. She expressed her gratitude. Solange, you always have my back and always have shown respect for me as an artist. Thank you much. Thank you and much love. Heart emoji.
I fuck with Brandy so hard, y'all. That's my one. And like when I was like, ooh, Solange goes up for Brandy too.
Yeah, I legit thought that was I didn't realize that was only well, you know what? I only really fuck with black people like that. So right. I guess I thought everybody knew and respected Brandy's music, especially when it first started out.
I have black friends who don't think Brandy is talented.
Oh, she's very talented, actually. And she, on the low, she can actually sing. But the way her music is presented, most people wouldn't know that. But she can actually sing.
She can. And she can act.
Yes, she can.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. I guess maybe she's a star in the world of blackness as far as, because she had that black ass sitcom. You know, obviously she had them albums. She had, I mean, still to this day, probably the best ever women's posse cut is that I Want to Be Down remix.
Ever. You know,
every black girl knows the words of that shit.
That in the boy's mind with her and Monica. And
yeah,
speaking of Monica, Brandy and Monica, same thing happened. Their team has been doing over the years have done a terrible job pushing and promoting and getting them out there, because Monica can sing also. Yeah. But her music sales don't reflect that.
Oh, well, anyway, white people need to be a little more careful. But that's one of the things I've never liked about a lot of music criticism, and especially like Pitchfork and these hipster white organizations. One of them really, like, I remember one time on Twitter, a dude got mad at me because he writes for Pitchfork. But because they gave Childish Gambino, it was some low-ass rating. I was like, you white motherfuckers don't even understand what it is to be black to understand this fucking album.
Right.
Like y'all bigging up, what's that whack nigga's name? The bass guy. Y'all was bigging him up and y'all don't, it's impossible to understand what he's talking about. And right. Y'all were bigging him up because y'all thought it was some cute hipster shit. But then y'all got upset when Donald Glover dropped that black ass camp album about race and like, cause he's one of your black friends. Right. In that hipster like ideal of like, yeah, we know a black guy, Donald. And then he's like, oh, Donald really thinks all this black ass shit on his album? Well, I don't want to hear that. It's whack 2.6 or whatever. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. Right,
because he told you that you're not racist because Wire's in your Netflix clue. And you was like, well, I like the Wire.
Right. He hit them right in their face. And then they tried to say his shit was whack. So anyway, the point being, like, even then I was like, because if you black and you think that shit is whack, I understand. Like, I'll at least listen to you. If you white and you just like, I don't know why he's got to talk about race so much, man, you don't get to judge the album then. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I know y'all only gave Kendrick that shit because y'all knew we was about to go in for that second time.
not that you even understood.
But Butterfly, we was gonna shut the internet all the way off.
Nigga, they did not want them problems. I know they was listening to that shit like, I don't get it, but I'm just gonna say 9 out of 10.
I remember you was conflicted. I don't understand. Who's
is that high enough? Is 9 out of 10 high enough?
we're gonna be all right, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll do it like that, so we don't have to do it. We're not gonna give it a perfect score, but we're gonna go between the eight and a nine.
All right.
Are you still a fan? What? That doesn't even. Whatever.
There is news that happened as well today, but we don't really need to get to any of it.
No, we don't. because I won't talk about Cam.
You want to talk about Cam? What about Cam?
Yeah, Cam gonna beat. They gonna beat them Broncos.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And my thing is, the Beyonce song we just played is gonna be my theme song, and I'm gonna cut a motherfucking fool. So everybody has been warned.
There you go. All right, you guys have been warned.
Apparently, on the timeline, somebody said Missy just dropped a new song.
What?
Uh-oh.
It's over. It's what over.
Black women are just done. They're just like, you know what, man? We dropping shit whenever we feel like it. From now, we dropping shit.
Oh, Missy got new. What is happening today?
Wow, it's already on Spotify. What?
Okay, hit play.
It's called Pep Rally.
Melissa Elliott, come on, bitch.
Hold on. Let me play this.
Uptown, downtown. Everywhere we get down, it's about to go down. Are you ready? Are you mad? Get set. Let's go. It goes left foot. It goes right foot. It goes left foot. It goes right foot. Catch the wall, touch them toes, turn around like it's gold. Back it up, till you know you got control.
Let me hit you with that.
Hey man, white people gonna love this because they give them instructions. Already out top, they're like, "Oh, touch my toes, turn around,
yeah,
left foot, right
yeah,
foot."
They like them instruction songs.
I don't really know how to do like if it's like the wobble doesn't really give you clear instructions, but they like that cha cha slide.
Right? Yeah, you know, bend down 45 degrees, and then
yeah. And all that reminded me of HBCUs taking me back home,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, she got the. She got the marching band drums and shit in here.
Go ahead and dip patty. The go-go playing my jam, then let me shake my jelly. Jumping and thumping, man, I got the crowd yelling. Get it, kick it, kick it, kick it, there's no telling. Oh, you better move, Ellen. I got a nice round, woo, like a watermelon.
I feel like I need a video component to this part, to this
I
thing.
Really do.
Cause I'm not as hype as I was for Beyonce shit, but Beyonce gave me the whole video right away. So, but anyway, since we have Reggie here, I thought that we would do some gay news, guys. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's get the inside dope from somebody that would know. Gay news time.
Gay correspondent of the Black Guy.
Yes, Dominion!
You got the job.
I do.
Hey!
Sylvester.
Okay.
You better sing.
Oh, they're doing a musical about Sylvester on Broadway next year.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's about time.
Being produced by Shirley Ralph.
She's
stepmama on Moesha.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be black as fuck.
Black as fuck.
You going to try out for it, man? You going to get it?
See I don't sing that high.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Oh, it's out of your range.
Yeah, you do have to sing high as fuck to do Sylvester's. Oh, I can't even do that scream. I got a high pitched voice and I can't do that. That shit. Oh, no.
That sounds painful.
It does. It feels painful. He can have it. You can have it. I tried like 2 times. I said, "Oh, you got this, brother. I see why you got the job." And I don't sing for a living.
They have a cast already, which is super cool. There's this black award show called the Adelcos, like the Black Theater Awards. It's so black. There was a fight happening in the back of the auditorium while there was a song being performed on stage.
Oh, shit.
So black. And so the cast of the show performed at the award show because they were trying to get investors, but they should have known better than to look.
It's like the Source Awards, but for Broadway.
Right. It's basically, it basically was the Source Awards. It's totally right. So yeah, no, they performed there.
But then Reggie, do they insult each other with Shakespeare quotes? That's all I want to know.
You know, no. They insult each other with Tyler Perry quotes. Yeah. Oh. That's how they do.
Well, apparently Washington State just passed a new, well, they set up a new anti-transgender bill. And it's all kinds of fucked up. According to the Pink Room, the new Republican-backed bill, which would enforce genital checking in public restrooms.
What?
Actually passed through Law and Justice Committee last night. The policy is wrong on so many levels, not just because genitals are not necessarily an indicator of a person's gender, but because this would also mean everyone who wanted to use a public restroom would have to flash their goodies to some random person. That's a whole lot of penises and vaginas being flashed around for no good reason.
How is this legal?
I don't think it's legal yet. I think the bill is, oh wait, no, it is legal. It is passed. Unfortunately, Washington State did just pass a ridiculous bill that could soon stop. Yeah.
How are they going to implement this? So you're going to have somebody stand at every public restroom?
Bouncer.
That's the questions they asking. Who the fuck would be the person to check?
And.
Z-O-Dick.
Right. And are they going to be uniforms? Are they going to be able to identify them? Are you going to have some person to beat the person up to stand out there because they're some kind of sexual predator and they just want to see people genital parts?
I just feel like they're going to be like, something's going on in the morning.
Let me smell your dick. And my thing is, are you going to have to show ID? Are you going to check children? Like, once you start really getting into, you know, because, hey, suppose you check somebody 17. They're going to be a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's extremely offensive,
right?
And ridiculous. I don't understand how Republicans can be the right to privacy party.
They're not.
Yeah, and government is too big party. But we about to put a government salary person somewhere to check dicks and vaginas.
Check dicks and pussies outside the fucking bathroom.
Right. Right. Go to the dick line. Okay. Wow. And also, like, how useless is this job?
Right.
Like, because the other thing is, percentage wise, what are you trying to do? Catch one out of every couple thousand people? Like, you're not, it's not like you got to be like, man, you know, this epidemic of people, this epidemic of just people going into the bathrooms when we have said they can't is just out of control, guys.
Off chain.
Like, and the thing is, this is what deeply confuses me, is that if you are a transgendered woman and you are going to the women's restroom, like, you're not going there to pick up anybody. You're not going to have sex with anybody. You're going to fucking pee. Like, right. That's it.
Right.
I don't understand why they think, like, that... The
fear, it seems, is based around this idea that men are going to want to rape women so badly that they are going to start dressing up as women to go into the women's restroom and rape them.
I can't.
And the thing about that is, shout out to Karen.
Hey.
Is that anybody can already do that.
Right.
Not dressed as anything. It's not like we have imaginary, like, barriers on bathrooms that stop you when you have a dick that's like, no dick zone. And then dudes are like, oh, no, I almost was going to rape somebody, but now I can't. The sign on the door said no. Like, it's such a ridiculous fear, you know?
It's so ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous. And it's fucking offensive as shit.
Exactly, man. It's always hidden in this idea that being gay is a perversion, and therefore it is equal to, if not driven by, like, pedophilia, rape, oh, you're gay, well, you're also a rapist, and you're also, like, fucking kids. It's like, well, why are you conflating any of that shit? You know? Like, why are R. Kelly ain't gay?
Right.
But he liked them.
Subway is not gay.
Right. But he liked them kids.
Right. We like, why are you trying to throw that at the feet of, it's so ridiculous, man.
Polanski does not want no dick.
Right. Exactly. Let's see what else happened. Only in America. A lawmaker refuses to back LGBT civil rights protections because similar laws don't exist for obese people.
White.
Shut the fuck up. Are you kidding me?
I say white. Am I right?
I don't know what his race is. Indiana white is refusing to back civil rights protections for gays and lesbians because there are no similar laws protecting fat white people, he said.
Wait, really fat white people, like that specific?
I like he had to throw that white.
Yeah, the rest of you fat folks, we don't care nothing about y'all.
Hey, because he was like, it might be a law for fat black people. I don't know. So let me say fat white people to be double sure.
Oh, my God.
Yep. State Representative Burton called homosexuality a behavioral thing, like overeating, and argued, if I pass a law that says transgenders and homosexuals are covered under the civil rights laws, does it say anywhere that fat white people are covered?
What happened to the fat white people that are gay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't exist according to him. If you're fat and you white, you're not gay? I'm just asking, just one.
I don't know. At Buddy, whatever his stupid name was, I guess. But yeah, that he decided that was his reasoning that he would roll with. Here's some good gay news.
Oh yay!
Yeah, we don't get these often.
No, we don't.
Let's enjoy while we can. Our gay news segment is nothing but just pure like terror,
just shit, just fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit.
Three gay people were killed for no reason. Right. And
I know we might need a patted cleanser.
Yeah, y'all might need to find a new song. Y'all might need to play M. Smith or something.
I know. Yeah, if we didn't have the music, I think people wouldn't even look forward to the segment. This is the only way we could trick people to be educated about these issues. They got a jam. It's like Beyonce and her information. You got to jam so you can learn about this struggle.
Listen, you got to earn this.
Sylvester got to jam you into learning about this shit. How a transgender Girl Scout sold thousands of cookies after being bullied.
Yes.
Go ahead.
When
9-year-old Stormy was bullied by a neighbor, she didn't let that slow her down from selling thousands of boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Her mom, Kim, the family didn't want to give their last name because of privacy concerns, told BuzzFeed News that a man just a few blocks from their home in Heron, Illinois, told Stormy, who was transgender, nobody wants to buy cookies from a boy in a dress.
Whoa.
It made me sad, Stormy told the outlet, because I'm a girl. Her mom and Stormy immediately went home and cried. She was like, why am I not good enough? Kim told the site that we just started talking and she decided she wasn't going to let him win. So they started selling the cookies on the Girl Scouts digital cookie website, where she's been receiving cookie orders from as far as Canada and Australia.
Wow.
Her mom told the site, Stormy has been getting dozens of letters of support and has sold more than 3,000 boxes of cookies so far. Oh, she gonna get a bike.
Okay.
She plans to donate some of the boxes to foster children as well.
Go ahead.
I want kids like me to know they are perfect just the way they are, Stormy told BuzzFeed News. There are people all over the world that love you. Never give up because it does get better. Damn, little girl. You already know life lessons and shit like that.
Nine? Woo!
I couldn't even sell enough to get like a mug.
Shit, I couldn't even get the rubber ring. What are we talking about here?
Yo. I know they Girl Scout troop about to go to fucking like Las Vegas or some shit.
they about to take them kids to SeaWorld, Disneyland,
them little niggas
Disney
about to,
World.
They about to be in Hawaii or some shit. They gonna have a ball in his ass retreat.
Yes, in that uniforms balling. They were like, you ain't gonna tell us shit.
I slay.
Motherfucking thing.
Right.
I like Thin Mints and Samoas, bitch.
I slay.
Now come to play with you, hoes. Bitch.
All right. We'll stop on the high note and go to guess the race. I'm looking at the rest of these stories like, I don't want to do these.
No.
All bad. It's all fucked up.
Yeah. They want to look at your dick. So you use the bathroom. They want to.
That's terrible.
Yep.
I mean, like, who would do that, though? Like, who's applying for that?
Hey, what if it's just a dude somewhere like, that's like a senator or something. He's like, I want to pass this bill so that, you know, we can look at all these dicks and make sure that people are going in the right bathroom.
Well, the thing is, it's not, I guarantee you, they're not going to check for trans men. So they're not going to be checking to see if you have a penis to go into a men's bathroom. They're only going to be checking to see if you have a vagina to go into a woman's bathroom.
Right, exactly. That's why I think whoever suggested the idea was probably like, oh, I'll do it. I'll look at all these dicks. I don't mind. Someone should be checking dicks left and right. And I think I'm the man for the job. So I volunteered to do dick checking.
Oh, do you think it was your boy that be at the sports?
The Balls Deep, my Balls Deep Dick Weekly journalist?
Yes!
I forget what I named that dude, that character. The dude that's just in the locker room asking about dicks. I can't even remember what that dude's name was.
I met someone. He's a producer in theater, and his name is Dick Daly.
Damn.
I couldn't even imagine the jokes.
I won't even do that to you, bruh.
Right. Yeah. You ever meet somebody and you hear their name and it immediately, without, like, you just realize how much hardship they had during childhood? You just like, oh, Dick Daly, huh? Your parents did you like that?
Damn, dude, really?
Yeah, because you can't even get by with, like, Richard Daly. Like, everybody's like, nope.
Dick Daly.
We know what it means.
Mm-hmm. Coming for your Daly Dick. Don't say it with the last name first.
Like, oh, good.
The SAT test.
Yes.
Dick.
Daly Dick?
Dick.
Is there a Daly Dick here? Has anybody seen Daly Dick?
Bitch, no.
I know, you can say something about it. I ain't had my dose of Daly Dick, hey.
All right, guess the race time. Because I think we already did fucking with black people.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time.
Ba-da-boop.
That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcasts, and we read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestant today, Reggie from What's the Tea, to guess the race, and the chat room plays along, and the chat room is racist. Alright, story number one. A wife crashes her own funeral after her husband tried to have her killed.
Oh, man.
No shit.
Ever. The fucking best story ever.
A year ago, what is her name? Noella Rukundo flew from her home in Melbourne to Burundi with her husband, Balinga Kalala, to attend her stepmother's funeral. As she laid stressed out in her bed at the hotel, her husband called and told her to go outside for some fresh air. As soon as she did, however, a man charged forward, pointed a gun at her and said, "Don't scream." She recalled him saying, "If you start screaming, I will shoot you. They're going to catch me, but you will already be dead." The man then kidnapped her, throwing her into a car, driving 40 minutes to a building and pushing her in. The woman, "What did you do for this man to pay us to kill you?" One man asked. "What are you talking about?" she asked. The man replied, "Balinga sent us to kill you." Fortunately, the men had a heart and didn't believe in killing women, so they were going to keep the $7,000 that Noella's husband paid them and tell him that she was dead. 2 days after they dropped her off on the side of the road, she just went, "We just want you to go back to tell other stupid women like you what happened," Rukunda said that she was told before the gang members drove away. Noella devised a plan, and with the help of the Kenyan and Belgian embassies, she was able to return to Melbourne. Meanwhile, her husband was telling people that she died in a tragic accident. Oh. On the night, February 22nd, 2015, Noella sat in the car outside her home, watching as the last few mourners left her funeral. Then she saw her husband, so she stepped out of the car to confront him. "Is it my eyes?" she recalled him saying, terrified. "Is it a ghost?" "Surprise, I'm still alive," she replied.
Huh.
Man, she could not take a hint, you know what I mean? Thinking she was a ghost, he even touched her shoulder to make sure she was real, finding out that she was completely solid. He jumped back. "I'm sorry for everything," he wailed. Noella Rukundo called the police on her husband, who pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 9 years in prison for incitement to murder. So, guess the race.
Shit.
Me first?
Yeah, you.
Well, I have to say it's not fair because I definitely already read this article. She is a formation dancing Negro.
Check the chat room, see what they believe. One who carried hot sauce in her purse and took her men to Red Lobster before formation. Oh. African booty scratcher. Spurs on Adidas black.
Yes.
Yo, Beyonce has added an entire new category of racism.
Absolutely.
Showed up late to her own funeral black. She was late. She didn't wait to the end.
Went no time.
When your girl is a ball alert detective from beyond the grave black.
Oops.
Blacker than Jason Whitlock's heart. Lucky they didn't try to kill her with a spear black. Well, you guys are all correct. She was black.
Yes, she was. Very black.
And let me see if I can put a picture in the chat for you guys so you can see there. It's their wedding picture, too.
Right, which is so ironic.
It's like an episode of Snapped. You know what I mean? They always do that. They show them pictures of y'all were happy, but then they slow down, zoom in on your eyes, turn it to black and white. It's like, see, this nigga is evil.
Right.
And
that's crazy. She just happened to meet the two criminals and was like, I can't kill no woman.
She just showed up at her own funeral. Surprise, motherfucker! I'm like, oh, no. Now, I got this from ballalert.com, so there were comments.
Oh, of course.
Allie in Wonderland says, child, no words. V says, good for his runt ass.
Not runt.
Sugar Bear says, LOL, worst hitman ever.
Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear. Mm-hmm. Sugar Bear.
You know what, internet? I'm done.
And hating ass Terrell Jones says, those hitmen should be arrested. They were paid to do a job. Do your fucking job.
Oh, my God.
Then you try to embarrass him at your funeral? What a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't even play what hating ass Terrell Jones said about Beyonce. I'm not even going to.
Fuck hating ass Terrell Jones. Yeah. And a dick he wrote in on.
He was hating. By the way, actually, you know what's funny? He was hating, but then he came back the next morning. He wrote a nice quote about Beyonce and said he's sorry for hating. So
he deleted the tweets and said that she was an inspiration and that he also goes hard. And
That's how beastly Beyonce is. That nigga came back was like, even hating ass Terrell Jones had to fall back and be like, you right. This some black ass shit.
Right. He was like, this some black ass shit. I can't even hate on her for being black.
Story number two. A man impersonating a utility worker forced his way into a woman's home, cops say.
Shit.
A man impersonating a utility worker forced his way into a woman's home for an inspection and stayed in her home making sexual comments and gestures as she asked him to leave.
Oh, my.
He's watched one too many porn.
Okay.
I'm here to check the pipes. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my house.
If the music doesn't start playing, it's not porn, baby. You got to go.
The incident took place about 4 p.m. And the guy's name is Raphael Beltry, 28, Bayonne. And he was charged with the crime. Beltry allegedly approached the victim's home, claiming to be a public gas electric company worker. Then he forced his way inside the residence to inspect each room. The victim said she did not want him in her home and asked him to leave, police said, but he stayed in her home making inappropriate sexual comments and gestures. I wonder if he was just like, but I need to check the pipes. And then like, huh? You know what that means? She's like, this is not porn. You need to get out of my house.
Right. This is not how it begins. There's no crew here.
When's the last time, you know, that you really had your pipes cleaned, huh? No, nothing. These ain't doing nothing for you.
Nope.
Do you need anything reupholstered?
When the victim's sister entered the home, Beltry fled the scene. He was like, two women, and I've never seen porn like this.
No, I didn't sign up for this one.
You ain't watching the right shit.
Right. I don't know what to do with myself. He became combative after being confronted by police because the police saw him because he fit the description and was placed under arrest. He was charged with burglary, lewdness, aggravated sexual contact, obstruction of justice, and resisting arrest. Even though Beltry did not steal anything, it's believed that he entered the home with the intent to steal.
Two other unregulated burglary incidents also took place in January, which I don't have anything to do with this article. Guess the race of Mr. What is his first? Raphael Beltre.
Oh, Raphael Beltre. I'm going to go. Oh, this is tough. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to go with my gut, and I'm going to say that he's a corny ash. Wish he could say nigga around niggas, non-nigga.
Yes. The chat room says, Inspector Gadget white. Orange selling water black. Didn't ask about Red Lobster white. Also forced his way into your Twitter timeline to talk about Bernie.
Feel the burn.
Yes, HC. Thought she was the pool boy Latino. Oh, thought he was the pool boy Latino. The color Jason Whitlock sees every morning, he looks in the mirror white. Till Jeezy going off on. He did try to come for Bo, though. That was some cool, corny ass shit, man. What a whack nigga. I can't wait for the Coldplay halftime show. White. White. Aww. Didn't get the formation video. White. Mayo with olive oil. White. Flour. The correct answer, and Reggie, you got it. White. Think somebody said Latino. Let me put this picture in the chat. For some reason, this thing didn't want to do it the first time. Let's see. How about now? There we go. Yeah, this dude looks like a creeper.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I'm here to fix the pipes, man. You don't get the fuck out of my house. I'll stab your ass.
Yeah.
Wish you would. And I'm, by the way, the victim got to be white too, right? Yeah. Black people do not let unannounced utilities people in their house for nothing.
I better know you coming.
Like, I didn't call you.
That's the thing. I didn't call you.
Ain't nothing wrong with my power.
I ain't had nothing scheduled.
And like, if something, and if it, and if it was a problem, ask Mr. Span. If it was a problem, I'm not letting you in my house.
Right.
Like, hey, we need to cut the power off. Good luck.
Good luck, bitch.
You're gonna have to learn how to do it from outside.
Ain't that the truth? Nobody told me your ass was supposed to be here. The utility man better call me, cause you ain't it, sir.
Right.
I got my badge. I don't give a fuck about your badge.
Right.
Duke Power didn't tell me your ass was supposed to be here.
They came around my door to be like, oh, you know, you can get a discount if you, if we just let us read your meter. I was like, you know, I don't want it. I don't want the rebate.
Look,
no.
When the power people come over unannounced, at your grandmama house, everybody grandmama turned into Deborah Cox.
Everybody. Nobody's supposed to be. How did you get here?
Yeah. Right. They'll be like, what is that? How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here.
Nobody's supposed to be
I
here.
I know.
Turn your van around and leave my house.
How did you get here? Nigga, I'm cocking my gun.
Okay, shit.
My grandmama would put the food back into the oven and turn all the lights off.
Right.
And your ass better know to turn that TV off, right, and shut the fuck up. And right, don't ask no questions.
You better ask. You better offer shit. Don't say shit. You better just exist.
The only thing they gonna hear from outside is her hitting your ass if you say something. So just shut the fuck up. All right, bonus round. What's my bonus round music?
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Double the points, double the race in the bonus round against the race. So far, Reggie is 2 for 2.
And mm-hmm. Now, that's
yes.
But can he keep it going in the bonus round? And the chat room is mostly 2 for 2 as well. Oh, wait. I need to get a picture of this woman real quick. Because I'm pretty sure I had one of her already. And I must have linked to the wrong article.
There we go. All right. So, a Reams food store worker dies in Utah after getting dragged into an industrial mixer.
Oh.
A 45-year-old grocery store employee in Utah died after she was dragged into an industrial-sized bakery mixing machine. I guess she got caught up in the mix.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop
what?
It.
What did I do?
My God. Saying.
I'm just saying. Damn. She was pulled into the mixer in a Salt Lake City suburb of Sandy on Wednesday morning. Investigators are still trying to determine how Carmen Jackie Lindhart got pulled into the mixer. She was using an appliance in the bakery department when she got caught on a moving part that rotates to combine ingredients.
Oh.
I know. That just takes the icing on the cake.
Well, I tell you this part. Mm-hmm. Any part of my clothes that get caught, fuck that. I'm stripping. Y'all gonna see titties and ass today because right. I'm not dying in the mixer.
Y'all cake got to have jacket parts in it. Cause...
Yeah. I'm baking a cake, but y'all about to see all these yams because fuck that bullshit.
It is not even my birthday.
Right.
A coworker heard her scream and quickly ran over to shut off the mixer, but it was too late.
Oh.
I know. Hey, well, it's your time. It's your time, man. You just got to blow out the candle on your life sometimes, man.
Oh, Lord.
Lindhart of Murray, Utah was pronounced dead at the scene at the Highland Drive branch of the Utah-based grocery chain. The autopsy scheduled for Thursday morning. It was possibly some loose clothing, or she might have reached into the machine for an unknown reason and got caught. We're trying to determine the exact cause at the point. A sign at the store's bakery said temporarily closed. Wednesday, NBC News was not able to reach anyone at Reams Food Store for comment on Thursday.
You don't say.
Yep. Well, that takes the cake. What would you, Reggie, what would you, what race do you think, Miss?
I'm going to go with enriched white flour, Wonder Bread white.
There you go. Let's check the chat room, see what race they believe it was. Olivia Radfilm lawyer. We had a pun off based around this story. when she brought it to me on Twitter last week. And she's still doing one. She said the story has so many layers. Well, you know, a lot of these puns are half baked, but doesn't. But we went so long, like, and this it all like we went until like we pretty much almost ran out. I still had more, but I feel like. We both were exhausted. We were starting to have to think around to get these. And she was like, all right, I officially give up after while we were tweeting these jokes. I stopped by the cupcake place and bought cupcakes and took selfies with them and sent them to her. And I said, you come for the pun king, you best not miss.
Okay. Rise to the occasion.
You know, we rise to the occasion. It's like, don't matter how you slice it. Okay? So the chat room says, just another white lady caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Oh.
Angel food cake white. Now she's whipped cream.
Oh.
One who prefers their grilled cheese sandwiches without the bread.
Oh no.
I knew it was white when you said Utah. Trying what? To lick the bowl and fell in white.
Oh.
Hey y'all, watch this, white. I like cakes, but not the kind in my baked goods, white.
Okay.
White. She said I was frosty after that cupcake mess. Well, you know, you say that, but I think that's just a Betty Crocker shit. The correct answer. The correct answer is white. Everybody got it. All right, and here is the picture of the lady who died in cake mixer. You can't stop when you're on yeast mode.
Oh, hey.
No, not yeast mode.
Yes, because it keep rising.
No, Lord.
Well, that lady had her whole life turned upside down, Kate.
Not have hot sauce in her bag.
Let's do a sword of ratchetness, guys. Get to the sword of ratchetness. That's how you get mixed up in the cake, dog.
It never gets old. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, she was just bunting around trying to make that bunt cake.
May she rest in big peace.
That was better than mine. Not the big peace. She making cake by the pound, apparently.
Come on, Karen.
All right, we need to get off of this.
You sure?
Yeah, it's enough.
We're off the shelf.
Yeah. Oh, shit. A woman is in the hospital after she was attacked with a samurai sword in Ipswich.
Oh, shit, I don't even know where that is.
That's in Australia.
Okay.
Police said initial investigation indicated a man and a woman were arguing at a residence in Jane Street when the man attacked the woman with an ornamental samurai sword. The 24-year-old woman received a laceration to her neck and was transported to Princess Alexandra Hospital with the non-life-threatening injuries. Neighbors said they heard the altercation, rushed the woman to the woman's assistance, and disarmed a 28-year-old man. In the process of being disarmed, the man sustained a head injury. They hit him upside his head. Good. Fuck him.
Yeah, right.
The man was transported to Prince Alexandra Hospital, where he remains under observation.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what happens sometimes, man. Even Australia, sometimes the most dangerous animal is man.
Well, you know.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all this ratchetness is brought to you by Bevel.
And now.
Sword Ratchetness is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed for slicing the hair off of your face. You got that coarse curly hair and sensitive skin, then use Bevel. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. Check out GetBevel.com today. Use code TBGWT, get 20% off of your first month at GetBevel.com. All right, Valentine's Day is almost upon us. Maybe you're looking for a gift to give your man for Valentine's Day. Well, I think a lot of men would love Bevel. Just get it to them so they can shave their face off, you know, of all that coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin they got. Just let them be free. Let them know what it feels like to live in a world, in a post-formation world, okay? We want to feel good too, guys.
So their face can be just as bald as their edges.
Mm-hmm. Just as bald. Not all of us can have Beyonce to clean off the hair on our faces.
Right, she can't get under the chin. She's just taking off the top of your head.
Right.
you're going to take care of the rest.
So check out GetBevel.com today. Use code TBGWT. Get 20% off of your first month. That's GetBevel.com. Code TBGWT. That's GetBevel.com. One more sword story. How about this one? Oh, this is terrible. All right. A man hacks a woman to death with a machete.
Oh, shit.
New York police have arrested a suspect on charges of killing his next door neighbor in the hallway in their Bronx apartment building.
Shit.
Police say Angel Feliz, guess the race, Latino, faces charges of murder, manslaughter, and criminal possession of a weapon.
Ooh, Lord.
It wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney who could comment on the charges. Officers were called to the building Sunday afternoon when they found a 59-year-old Carmen Torres Gonzalez with numerous lacerations to her body.
They say the apparently unprovoked attack occurred in the hallway outside their fifth floor apartments. Police say the 26-year-old suspect allegedly came out of his apartment and attacked the woman with a machete. She was pronounced dead at the scene, and the machete was recovered.
Wow.
What a random fucking way to die. Hey. Oh, hey, what's going on, Angel? Oh, shit, nigga.
Right.
Let me see it coming.
Right, we got no history or nothing. I couldn't even run. Like, nigga, just, is that a machete? Oh, damn.
Right.
Oh, well. That's just another slice of life. All right, guys. Make sure you check out What's the Tea, coming out every week, typically on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we be on there, guys.
Yes, we do.
So you should be listening to them. If you listen to us, man, Nick and Reggie are so good at what they do.
Oh, they're so much fun.
And people that I consider friends, people that have my real phone number and actual life and shit.
I know, right?
So make sure y'all support them. You know, like, y'all are gonna support the Panthers today, right? None of y'all should be pulling for the Broncos.
None of you.
Okay. So we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Time to go see my niece play basketball and finish right putting this power bill in her name. at the Watch Formation. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.